I want you to allow your eyes to close down now. Settle yourself into a nice comfortable position and just allow those eyes to simply close down. And as you settle down even more, I'd like you to become a little more aware of your own breathing. Just beginning to feel the coolness of each breath as your breath enters your mouth or nostrils. Notice your chest as it rises and falls, as it expands and contracts, all in an easy, natural rhythm. Your own perfect, natural rhythm. Just breathing in and out. Simply breathing in and out. Just allowing your awareness to focus on nothing more than that breath. And allowing your awareness to remain focused on your breath as you allow it to quieten and deepen. And begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxed, that it's a natural thing, that you don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. Your subconscious mind takes care of that breathing from the very moment of your birth, throughout your life, for as long as you live. And just as your subconscious mind is the guardian of that breath, and all other bodily functions, it's also the creator of your dreams, the champion of your highest aspirations, always supporting you, protecting you, working towards your greatest good. And knowing this on a deep down level, you can allow yourself to relax into every breath that you take. From this point onwards, allowing yourself to simply rest within that breath. Rest and relax. Knowing that the more you relax, the deeper you go. The deeper you go, the more you can relax. Allowing your subconscious mind with all of its power to become aware, to work on your behalf, to effortlessly understand and receive and absorb positive suggestions, to allow them to become a part of you for as long as is of use to you. In the past, you've had what you felt to be control issues. You may have felt for a long time that you had to be in control of everything, perhaps even everyone else in life. And this caused tension. This caused stress. This caused anxiety. So you finally come to the point in your own life where you now see it affecting things in a negative way, leading you to have this strong desire to simply let go. To let go of that mindless control. You now wish to improve the quality of your life, the quality of your relationships with others, by reducing the need for needless control. You want to be healthy, within yourself, within your relationships, to allow others to excel, to express themselves. And by doing this, you often find that others will surprise you. Others may act unexpectedly, which can be quite pleasant, sometimes even entertaining. Let things happen. Let things happen. You can still be aware of your own importance without exacting tight demands on others. Allow them their creative space, as you enjoy to also have yours. It's a common courtesy that will be appreciated in the long run. Enjoy discovering how things unfold. By releasing your grip of control, especially of others, you'll shortly find that you become more in control of your own abilities, thoughts, feelings, reactions. Now better able to control yourself, to become a better person yourself, to have more sound judgment, to experience improved health, increased happiness in all dealings with others and with yourself. And this simply means releasing that grip on control. In order to deal with criticism, it's important to understand exactly what criticism is. Criticism is judgment based. In order to be criticized, someone has to have decided to make a judgment over you. It is that person's interpretation, their observation of how they feel you should be. Now, most people deal with criticism at an emotional level, which brings stress. These people become uncomfortable at handling any negative feedback, which may leave them to become upset, negative-minded, anxious. But you no longer do that. You now look towards any criticism completely differently. From this second onwards, you can actually learn to enjoy criticism, to receive it for exactly what it is, a judgment call from someone else on how they feel you should be. And if that's the case, you no longer take criticism emotionally or personally. Instead, you look upon it as positive feedback. Feedback that may be helpful towards your own progress. A bit like when you watch a child first learning to ride a bicycle. You give them positive feedback on how to perhaps ride it better. Helpful tips, advice from your own experience, advice that's designed to help them become better at it themselves. Therefore, the criticism is nothing more than positive feedback. It becomes a welcome thing, and you can listen to any feedback as a welcome thing, without feeling the need for stress, or anxiety, or frustration, because you feel more relaxed and in control of your emotional reactions now, those thoughts and feelings deep down inside. You realize that although there are people, and there will be situations that remain out of your control, that you also have complete control over your own actions and reactions in any given situation, in any interaction with anyone. Whenever you find yourself in a situation in which you may have felt frustrated in the past, you no longer allow that to happen. You no longer allow yourself to feel frustrated. When you find yourself entering into a situation in which you start to feel a little frustration, you will say to yourself, stop. You will say to yourself, stop. And simply take 3 deep breaths, breathing in calmness, releasing any stress, allowing yourself to feel completely relaxed, clearing that mind of clutter. Realize that you feel so much more confident, so much healthier, when you do not allow yourself to feel frustrated. You're now in control of your emotions, your thoughts, your actions. There is no reason for you to feel frustrated any longer. Instead of becoming frustrated, when you hear something said that you don't agree with, perhaps if you're not getting your own way, if something's not going perfectly, you'll now react with perhaps a little more understanding, some respect for other people's opinions, perhaps beginning to understand why they're doing the things they're doing. You will accept that not everything goes exactly to plan. Not everything goes exactly how you've planned it. But that's okay. It's now okay to not agree with everyone and everything in life. It's okay to not control everyone and every moment of life. That's what makes life special. You enjoy being calm, relaxed, feeling more at peace with yourself. Allow yourself to become that little bit happier, a happier person, nurturing a positive mindset, a positive attitude, allowing yourself to feel great now. Now that you're a person who does not get frustrated over the little things that are, in fact, out of anyone's control. So now it's time to fully awaken, back to fully awakened consciousness, as I count 1 to 5. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Eyes open. Welcome back.